Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was there that day, Ike Reese, as the Phillies clinched afterwards on the field. I was behind a picture. Aaron Rowan was pouring champagne on Harry Callis's head, and I am behind Harry Callis getting champagne poured in his head in the background of a picture.
Okay.
So if you Google Aaron Rowan and Harry Callis and that you find that picture, I'm in the background of it, yes.
You don't have it?
It's saved on my phone somewhere.
That should be your screen.
I'll tweet it out today since...
You're just everywhere, man. You're in part of the champagne celebration. You're in the parade.
But I didn't know it. Yeah, I'm in the end of the parade. I didn't know it. I swear to you, until years later, when almost by mistake, I saw that picture, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's me in the background.
Was it like John Ritchie's picture that somebody tweeted me the other day?
What was it? No, I didn't see it. What?
So he was at the Phillies game the other day.
Oh, yeah, I saw him. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, are you the one taking the picture there in the background?
That's me. Do you see it?
Doesn't look like you.
Tweet out. I have a blue shirt on, right?
The dark blue.
I'm with a tall blonde and a albino-looking dude. Right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and with Meredith Marakovic, who used to... Do stuff
oh, yeah.
for her. Yeah,
oh,
she's,
Meredith,
she's
yeah.
up now in New York doing,
yes,
doing the Yankees.
Right.
Yeah, she was a Phillies reporter at the time, so I was on the field with her and a guy named Jeff Harbaugh, and we were just on the field, like, taking everything in, and I happened to be in the background of a picture of Aaron Rowan pouring champagne on HK.
There you go.
Man.
Please tell me you didn't touch any champagne.
No.
Okay.
No, but Jose Mesa was pouring beer on Meredith's. Like head when they were, which you,
oh, which, really?
Yeah, which you was interviewing people or whatever.
Yeah, Jose, I don't know if that's, yeah.
10 years.
I'm glad that was 10 years.
Yeah,
ago.
That's what I'm saying.
11 years ago,
2018, that probably wouldn't have went down like
no,
that.
Let's
all
do
right,
that.
Dear Ike's coming up in a second. Mm-hmm. Let's and if you're just tuning in, we're playing the Harry stuff because on this date in 2009, he passed before the game, before the Washington Nationals day game. Yep. Right, it was a day game.
Yep, was a day game.
Yeah. I was about to go on the air. Ike was working later that night, and the word came down, and it was just one of those, you know, like, huh, like what?
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with Harry. I didn't know baseball without Harry Callis. I'm a child of the 80s. The Phillies were so bad after 1983. The only reason to listen or to watch a game is because of Harry and Whitey. So, I mean, he was the soundtrack of the summer every year. And, you know, I remember the shock of he died and the sadness of he died, but then it was, I'm never going to hear him call a game again. He was
right.
Just so good, even as he got older in his career, he was so good at calling a game that, you know, you miss him.
Well, listen, and there's no, I mean, listen, I love Scott Fransky.
Oh, absolutely.
Who's obviously doing a great job. Certainly loved him in L.A., working together, and we know we get here in L.A. for the home games. But, you know, getting a chance to hear Harry Callis call games, I mean, you obviously felt like you were getting an education, not just about the sport, but the team.
Yeah.
You just were, just about the team, because he always had a nice little story to go along with whatever was happening in the game. You know, he had one of those trapped minds where he had so many stories that he could recount that were baseball-related or life-related that's really what turned you into a fan of listening to him call the games versus watching them on TV.
Yeah, it wasn't really even about the game.
Right.
Right? It was it was about the broadcast. You know what? With Scott and Larry, I get the same feel of Harry and Whitey. I really do. Yeah. When the Phillies haven't been good the last couple of years, listening to them, regardless of what's going
what
on
got
with
you
the
through.
Team,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're just good.
Yeah,
they're good. The chemistry's great. When whether it's a TV show, a radio show, a play-by-play color guy, whatever it is, when the chemistry's there, you listen for them.
I mean, when you think about some of the play-by-play guys that have been here, and have done that job, Philadelphia is very fortunate to have had some of the greatest ones.
No doubt.
I mean, I know nationally everybody knows Vin Scully, but when you're talking about Harry DeKay, Merle Reese, even the days of Sixers, who did the Sixers? Who was the famous Sixer?
Well, he was the PA. Well, Bill Campbell was the Titan in this town before Harry. But well, I think that the it wasn't the play-by-play guy, but Dave Zinkoff was the Zinkoff, PA
that's
announcer.
What I'm thinking of, yeah.
He was the PA
had some
announcer.
Good ones, man.
No, it had some really good ones.
Yeah.
No, we've definitely been blessed, no doubt about it. And Merrill got the Super Bowl call.
Yeah.
He got it.
Yeah. Merrill was probably the only one that didn't get the title call.
Harry got it 2008.
He finally got a chance to
finally
do it,
got to call it. Finally got to call it. Any Harry stuff, 888-729-9494. Whatever you want, what he meant to you, some of his great calls. We could get lost. You ever go to YouTube for whatever, and you've watched one video? And
oh, yeah. Then you leads to another, leads to another, leads to another, yeah.
Whether it's a music video yep. or a sport highlight or whatever. I do that with Harry a lot, where you'll go on there and I'm watching a Inside the Park home run by Bob Dernier or Dickie Thon rounding third. You know, just some of the iconic calls that he's had. Michael Jack Smith, 500th home run. Mm-hmm. Give me the 500th home run. We'll play in a second, Ben. Not 8-6, 8-6. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guy's so good.
Yep.
And some of the great names that Harry... It's a good Twitter thing. Put it out on Twitter. Some of the Harry callousisms. Mickey Morandini.
That's got to be number one, right?
Bobby Abreu. Right?
Yeah.
Mickey Morandini's the first one that comes to my
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
Mickey Morandini. 888-729-9494. JJ in Wilmington. Hi, JJ.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up? Oh, hang on. My phone. There we go. Hey, welcome back. How was your trip, man?
Oh, wonderful, brother. Wonderful. But I needed to
I
get
like
back.
Your plan, dude. I like your plan of coming back to work on a Friday and then you get Saturday, Sunday right behind it. I like that.
I didn't but, really plan it that way, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you.
I work with it, yep.
But, I saw a stat today, well, a number today. Right before the playoffs started, the Eagles had 11% chance to win the Super Bowl. If you look at the Sixers percentage, it's the same number, 11%. And, you know,
what playoff is it, 11, basketball. 11%?
11%, the same exact as the Eagles had right before the playoffs started.
Wow.
So yeah, I don't know if that's telling you something or not, but this might be a real special year. But, you know, the playoffs
52 regular season wins. Eagles won Super Bowl 52.
Uh-huh. There's another one. I like it. But one of my favorite HK calls, for some reason, I don't know why it's stuck in my head, man, but it was a game, regular season game at Shea Stadium, and Pat Burrell took Billy Wagner out of the left field, and it was like an extra inning game. And I don't know, I just remember being younger and just that, like you said earlier, just for some reason that voice is just stuck in my head calling that home run shot, man. And
that was 2007, yeah, just, JJ, I think?
Yep. I think so, yeah. It was right around the run. So, and one other thing, can you guys ban the dude earlier who called in and said TJ could stick with AI, please? That's just so disrespectful.
Is that Steve, yeah. Steve in media? Yeah. Have a good weekend, JJ. Enjoy the Sixers.
I think Steve started happy hour early.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.